Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Vandermeer with Andre Ware and Rich Lord. Welcome to our coverage of Houston Texans football.
We hit it off right away when we met, and I thought we did a real solid job. In fact, during the 10th anniversary season, we are rerunning the broadcast of the Cowboys game from September 8th, 2002. And Andre and I both heard it at the same time. We were texting each other. We sounded pretty good back then. And it's built from there. You know, now we can finish each other's sentences. And it's just one of the many things that play into why I think we work really well together.
First time I heard Mark speak, and I just kind of sat back, was kind of surprised because this big booming voice was coming out of this smaller frame, so to speak. And it was just kind of weird to hear him talk. But over the years, you know, you get used to him, and I think the timing of what we do. We can sit in the broadcast booth, never look at one another once during a 60-minute football game, and the timing's just there. And I think when you've had years with someone, that's when you develop that type of chemistry. As well, he is the kind of guy that you know he's prepared, you know he's going to be at his best that day, so it kind of forces you to bring your A game each week as well.
Manning has time, floats it over the middle, and he's got Julius Thomas, but short of a first down is making the stop. Was Eddie Pleasant?
Well, Julius Thomas had to square up to catch the football, and that threw his momentum off.
It's funny because the things he contributes to the broadcast are things I couldn't do. I didn't play this game. He sees it from a player, if not a coach perspective, often. I mean, he's talking to football people all week long, college and pro, and he brings that to the broadcast. He knows all the X's and the O's. You know, that's not my thing. I call the balls and strikes of the action, and he fills in the rest with, you know, true color commentary. You know, why they did it, why this happened, the backgrounds of some of the players and how that leads into why they're doing what they're doing on the football field. That's stuff that I don't do. And so we complement each other. It's a true yin and a yang kind of thing. And that's why I love what he brings to the broadcast.
It takes, you know, a special relationship. It takes someone, you know, both parties in our roles, some giving, some taking, some shifting of sorts, and maybe giving a little bit more. I'm always asking him, especially in the early days, I'm not so much anymore, but do you need more of, less of, just to kind of figure out what it is to make it go smoothly. And it didn't take long to get to that point.
The fact that, you know, we're one of the longest running tandems in the league, and I think that really plays into why we work well together, that we're used to each other. We can feel when the other guys finish talking and you can start. We step on each other very infrequently, and you know, he respects what I have to do, and I totally respect what he has to do. And again, it's a complimentary thing.
A penalty against the Texans.
Are we going to have to start a penalty chart again?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, we do it every
two
game.
2 weeks in a row. They've gone 14 penalties, and they're already on pace.
Leckler at the 9-yard line awaits the snap from Weeks. It's on target, and Leckler gets it off. A boomer.
Good punt.
Holiday tracking left. Makes the catch at the 23. Starting to his right, 25. Cuts it up across the 30. It takes a big hit by Tuggle. And that fires up the crowd.
It's a good mix because I'm the emotional bang the table. Some of the best stuff probably doesn't even make it to air. But he keeps an even keel, and sometimes it allows me, hearing his calming voice, to kind of reel it in a little bit and realize where you're about to go, or are you going to cross over too far before you can get it back. And so he's kind of the calming presence. And then, you know, I'm sure there's times when I'll light a fire under him a little bit, and he goes there. But it's a good mix, the two personalities together.
Well, we always joke that we don't want to get out of that booth until they wheel us out of there. You know, I mean, and sometimes it's funny because I'm letting stuff out now, but it's been 12 years, right? So we've gone into an area of our lives where, you know, we might need like reading glasses now and stuff like that. You know, we'll both look at each other with our glasses like, oh my gosh, we've been in this thing for a long time. Or if we're in a particularly tense moment of a game, you know, I'll look over at him during a commercial like, you know, we've been in so many of these. And it's just so funny to look across the desk there out onto the field, and there's Andre, who, you know, we're partners. You know, we've been through all these wars together with the Houston Texans, and it's really been a joy to work with him. I mean, I can't say enough about the guy as a broadcast partner for me and what he's meant to be.
We started it as a couple of young guys, and hopefully we'll end it as two older guys at the end of the day.